It is the time of year when monarch butterflies hunker down for the winter in Santa Cruz and California's other forests. In the 1980s, as many as 10 million black, orange, and white monarchs could be seen spending the colder months in the Golden State. Those numbers, though, have dropped dramatically over the past couple of decades. For more on the decline, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Gabriel Cannon, a staff reporter at The Guardian, who recently wrote about this. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. How big of a dip are we seeing?
Oh, hi. It's wonderful to be with you today. But unfortunately, with the sad news, it's over the last, like you said, a few decades, it's been a drop in 97%. And then what was really sort of dire is out of that 97% drop, it was an additional 87% just this last year. So it's really become quite an issue.
So we're talking from the millions into the thousands?
Yeah, so initially, like you said, there was about 10 million at one point in the 1980s. Now they're thinking there's roughly 30,000 in the West. So it's been quite a decline. And in the area that I was actually able to visit in Santa Cruz during the reporting for this story, there's as few as maybe just 1,000 who are wintering there. In previous years, there's tens of thousands who would come through that area. So clearly a big drop in the numbers.
Yeah. So what are people saying is the cause of this?
So there's a few different things that I've heard from experts. There's the big things you could expect. So climate change has certainly had an impact. More severe weather, the drought, the harsher storms, those can really hurt the butterflies. But then even just human impact. So land use, pesticides, these butterflies are kind of remarkable in just the far distances they travel. And so when their main plant is milkweed for the caterpillars. And so when those areas that these native milkweed plants start to become used for agriculture and of course, doused with chemicals, that really is harmful to the butterflies. So those things all together, I think, are kind of converging on this giant drop in numbers.
So since this decline has been going on for decades, what have environmentalists and conservationists been doing to try and turn that around? And it doesn't seem like whatever they've been doing has actually been working.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's been most startling about this is they've seen over the past few years, each time this count is done, the numbers drop. And so there's been a lot of moves to try to work with farmers, try to work with certainly areas in parts of the United States where a lot of pesticides are used, to change those practices, to try to get people to start planting native milkweed plants. And that's kind of the big thing that they emphasized over and over, native plants. So, people who are sometimes trying to do the right thing and they're trying to plant some nice butterfly plants and nectar plants, things like that. Really important, they said over and over again, to make sure that the plants that people are trying to create for these butterflies are actually native to the areas that they're putting them in. So native gardens.
Okay, so along with plants that attract butterflies, they're talking about doing plantings that will help them thrive as well?
Exactly. So there's certain things that adult butterflies feed on, and then those milkweed plants are the plants that the caterpillars feed on. So the combination of those two things, when people are kind of looking at, okay, what can we put in to help these populations, not only thrive, but then grow back to the numbers that they once were. So it was hopeful to hear that there are researchers who they don't think that there's, all hope is lost. There's still a lot that can be done. And, but I think the real warning here is that monarchs are insects that people love. They're invertebrates that people love. They're magical. And if they can't gain momentum around protecting their habitats and making sure that they're actually able to survive, a lot of the other pollinators, a lot of the other insects that are actually really important to ecosystems, they're going to be the ones that are really feeling this. And then, of course, we don't even know what kind of consequences could come from that. So they kind of see this as a big red flag, and something that's not only affecting us in that sense of we're losing this beautiful creature, but also it's sort of a warning sign about the health of the ecosystem.
Gotcha. All right, Gabriel. Thanks very much for joining us. Gabriel Cannon is a staff reporter at The Guardian.